The aspect I've selected to discuss this week is Sun trine Uranus, which is exact next Saturday. However, you may experience this energy a few days prior to then, so you have some time to work with it, if you so choose. Uranus often brings excitement or a change in habits, as it urges us to step outside our boundaries and try something new. The Sun in the natal chart represents your identity, or the way you tend to express consciousness. As a transit, though, it represents the day. You could say that whatever planet closely aspects the Sun colors that day with whatever it represents, or imbues the day with a certain tone. Many days have more than one aspect to the Sun, providing a multi-tonal quality we can tune into. Of course, a myriad of cycles ebb and flow all the time, and are at various points in their cyclical paths, so it can be difficult to know what we are listening to without some guidance. Still, if you only pay attention to the planet or planets that aspect the Sun each day, you can, with practice and awareness, feel the shift in the daily energy. In fact, this can be a great way to profoundly understand what each planet means by simply focusing on its major aspects to the Sun throughout the year. The major aspects are the conjunction, 0 degrees of separation, the sextile, 60 degrees, the square, 90 degrees, the trine, 120, and the opposition, 180 degrees. Because a complete cycle equals 360 degrees, there is a waxing and waning sextile, square, and trine, and of course only one conjunction and opposition per cycle. So there exist 8 major aspects per year from the Sun to 6 planets, while only conjunctions by Mercury and Venus, since they never are more than around 28 degrees and 47 degrees respectively from the Sun. Add in an orb of influence of 3 to 4 degrees per major aspect, and you have a lot of days to learn what each planet means. The color or tone of each day can become more complex or nuanced when you consider the midpoints of 2 planets in relationship to the Sun. But that is beyond our discussion today, and I've probably provided too much detailed information as it is. So to repeat my main points, planetary aspects to the Sun provide a different vibration to each day, which you can feel and learn from. In considering Uranus trine the Sun, it is a good time to experiment rather than blindly following familiar paths. It's a time to change your pattern somewhat, or a lot. You will feel what Uranus means if you allow yourself to do your days a bit differently this week. We all tend to get stuck in routines, and the Uranian energy provides a perfect antidote. Since this is a trine, you need to apply some effort to get things moving outside the lines rather than staying within. Creativity and innovation are enhanced now. Express your freedom while honoring the same in others.